This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women. Tomboy X designs gender and size inclusive underwear and apparel. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. If you're like me, you've never really thought about whether or not Tyrannosaurus Rex might have been a good kisser. Depictions of the so-named Tyrant Lizard King typically picture a veritable phalanx of teeth protruding from its mouth, even when its mouth is closed. It's an image made famous by the Jurassic Park movies. Think of that creepy crocodilian grin as it's hunting Dr. Grant, or you if you've been on the theme park ride. But that image might not be accurate after all. A study published in March of 2023 in the journal Science postulates that the T-Rex and its fellow theropod dinosaurs actually did have lips that covered their teeth, more like modern lizards than crocodilians. Paleo artists have often depicted theropod dinosaur mouths as similar to those of alligators and crocodiles, with enormous teeth protruding. Yet by comparing the ratio of tooth size to skull length with that of lizards like the Komodo dragon, the researchers behind the study concluded that T-Rex teeth weren't necessarily too big to be covered by dino lips. The authors bolstered their claim by comparing the teeth of a close relative to the T-Rex, the Diplodocus, with those of an American alligator. While the enamel on the outer side of an alligator's teeth tends to wear down pretty quickly due to exposure to the elements, the enamel of the dinosaur's tooth evidenced no such pattern. This suggests the possibility that its teeth were protected behind lips. The last piece of evidence the study relied on is the similarity between certain features of theropod dinosaur skulls and the skulls of lipped lizards like iguanas. Lipless crocodiles and alligators have small pores over their entire snouts that contain nerves sensitive to touch, heat, cold, and certain chemicals in their environments. Meanwhile, lizards, like iguanas, have a row of larger holes called foramina aligned above their teeth that contain nerves and blood vessels. Theropod dinosaur skulls are more similar to the lizards, suggesting that their facial structures were closer to that of lizards with lips. So, case closed? As with everything dinosaur-related, paleontologists draw their conclusions based on ancient and incomplete data, and other dino scholars aren't so sure about this whole T-Rex lips situation. One Thomas Carr, a vertebrate paleontologist who has studied theropod facial structure, told Science that he didn't find the study persuasive. his own findings indicate that theropod snouts were tough, scaly, and devoid of soft tissue, and thus, when it comes to lips, more closely resemble crocodile snouts. It's also unclear whether exposure to the elements would have meaningfully damaged the teeth of T. rex. If the skeptics are correct, T. rex might have been perpetually smiling for the camera after all. New evidence is always being investigated. This won't be the first time that paleontologists and paleoartists have revised their working draft of what the T. rex's mouth looked like, and it probably won't be the last. In the 1920s and 30s, for example, T. rex was often depicted with lips. And until we found a mummified fossil of a T. rex skull, we won't know for sure. We haven't even found any with skin patterning intact, so there's a possibility that T. rex had feathers, like some of its smaller relatives. Today's episode is based on the article T. rex Didn't Kiss and Tell, But May Have Had Lips, on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Thomas Harlander. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women. Tomboy X designs gender and size inclusive underwear and apparel. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com.